Chazanar. Okay. I didn't say anything, right? Okay, so let's begin some Gufta design. So, my eyes aren't so good either, so hopefully. Okay. So, first of all, before we can talk about Tevila Bismana, we have to talk about where Tevila comes from. Where is there a mitzvah of Tevila in the Torah? So, there is a Taisus in Maseches Yevam, Stav Mem Zayinim Beis, Dibra Maskul Bimakom, who has three suggestions, and then the Rambam has what sounds like a fourth suggestion as to where the requirement of tevila comes in at all when it comes to a nida. First of all, Tosfos writes, a pirush of Yehuda Gon, de nafgalan bekal v'chomer mi maga'a, de to'un tevila v'kolshken hi atzma. Meaning it says in the Torah that something that a nida touches becomes tamei and therefore requires tevila b'mikvah. So that which she touches becomes tamei and requires tevila b'mikvah. Kavachomer, she herself is going to require tevila b'mikvah. That is one basis of the lima. That's Rav Yehuda Gaon, which I assume is Rav Yehuda Gaon. Is that the same person?
Probably.
Probably, right? Okay, that's what I'm assuming. I just got an email today from someone who I guess listens to my Daf Yomi Shir, and the title of the email was, you constantly mispronounce Rabbi Eliezer as Rav Elazar, and Rabbi Yehuda is Rav Yehuda. And there was no body of the email. That was the whole email. So I sent back, thank you. Okay. Shafi just calls him all of lazy, right? It doesn't matter if it's Rabbi Eliezer or Elazar. Okay. Chayev Adamom Blush and Rabbo. All right, second, Rabbeinu Tam, a second interpretation. Rabbeinu Tam Mefari says Taisus in Yevamos, Tev Mafgalan Mehod Darshinan Bavodazar Dafayin Heim Veiz, Ach Vimei Nida Yizchata, Mayim Shanida Tavelis Behem, Vekamehem Mem Sa'a. That's a little misleading. The Gemara in Avodazar Dafayin Hei is about what? Ayin Hei Avodazar? Tevilas Kalim, right? That's about Tevilas Kalim. So when describing the chiv of Tevilas Kalim, what Tosfos is saying is it describes the water within which you are tovel the kli as mei nida. Why would you call it mei nida? It must be that those are the waters that a nida has to go in. Now we typically have a separate kli mikvah from a mikvah for people, but that's the idea. That's a mikvah of mem sa'a. So that's the limud that you should put the kalim in the mei nida. Clearly assuming that Nida needs a mikvah. Now that drasha of Tosos, of Rabbeinu Tam, clearly assumes that Tevilas Kalim, is that what you're about to point out? That Tevilas Kalim is Doraisa. That is, as you know, or may know, is a machlokas rishonim. Tosos writes, Rabbeinu Tam and the Ravid, that the simple meaning of the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Ayin Hei is teaching us that the obligation of Tevilas Kalim is in fact Doraisa. And that's why Rabbeinu Tam can suggest such a thing. However, the Rambam, when he describes Tevilas Kalim, the Rambam writes that Tevila Zusha Matpilin Klei Asuda Shem Milkach Min Ha'akum V'Acharkach Yutru La'achilu Shtia Einon Le'inyan Tumu Tahara Elo Midivrei Sofrin. The Rambam says it's Midivrei Sofrin. V'kivon Shekosef V'Taher Amru Chachamim Hosef Lo Tara Acher Achar Avirasu Be'esh La'atiru Migul Le'akum. So Ram used the lashon Amru Chachamim. The Chachamim said that once the pasuk says v'taher, so we're going to make like sounds like Ram saying masmachta that you also have to put the kalim in a mikvah. It should be noted that very often the Ram used the word Amru Chachamim, or even the Gemara uses the term Amru Chachamim when it actually refers to a dinda or raisa. For example, the Mishnah Maseches Sukkah tells us Amru Chachamim Ein Adam Yotzei Yidei Chavasa B'Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag V'Lu Lavo Shel Chavero. Where is it Amru Chachamim not to use Lavo Shel Chavero on Yom Tov Rishon? Lachem. It's a pasuk in the Torah. It's a word in the Torah. Amru Chachamim is how the Chacham Darshin that pasuk in the Torah. But Metzia Lam Gimel Beis Shari Amru Shomer Chinam Nishba V'Yotzei. This pasuk's parsha that a Shomer Chinam can take a shavua. Those are psukim, but it's amru. The Rambam, in the very first parak of Hilchos Tefila, the Rambam writes, Mitzvah saseh l'sfalel b'chol yom, shenemar v'avadtem es Hashem Elokechem, mipi yashmua landu, sh'avodah zui tefila, shenemar u'la'avdo b'chol avavchem. Amru chachamim, ezuhi avodah shebelev, zu tefila. So again, Amru Chacham, even though the Rambam calls it a mitzvah aseh lehispalel b'chol yom, that it's a mitzvah d'oraisa to daven each and every day the Rambam holds against Shita Saramban, who says that it's only be'es tzara, but he calls it an Amru Chachamim. So the Rambam, you know, is not abundantly clear whether he holds it's Daraisa or Drabbanan. The Amru Chachamim sort of leads you in the direction of Drabbanan. There's a Shut HaRashba in Chelet Gimel Simen Reish Nun Hei, where he understands that the Rambam holds it's Daraisa. He writes, "Midivrei Rambam Zal Yira'e Shuhusa Rishumi Daraisa." Upashta de Shmeitzah, de Shila Vodazara, Hachin Mashmatvei. And he says, and that's the Pashas of the Gemara as well. The Kesem Mishnah in Hilchos Machlos Asuras, Parak Yud Zayin Halachahei, says, where did the Rashba get this? That the Ram holds that it's Daraisa? Because he said, Mipia Shmua Lamdu. Mipia Shmua means that it's Torah Shabal Peh. There is a compromise approach, once we're on the topic, whether Tzilus Kelim is Daraisa Drabanan, there is a compromise approach, and that is the Yeshita of the Yeshuas Yaakov. The Yeshuas Yaakov learns that the Rambam holds that the Ikra Mitzvah's Tvila is Daraisa, but the Isser to use a Kli without Tvila is only Midrabanan. Which Chalkas bin Yamin, the Biurim, says that that might mean that you have to be Tovel as soon as you get the Kli. Well, why would that mean that? Meaning, let's say, I don't plan on using it for a couple of months. A lot of times, like especially after Shalach Manos, we'll get a bunch of Kelim, so my wife will leave me with a whole pile of things to bring to the Kelim Mikvah. So often, it will sit in my office for, we had enough Kelim before, you know, so like, I don't think she needs it that badly. So often, it will sit in my office for like months. So am I doing something wrong? Is that a vital mitzvah? She's not going to use it. No one's going to use it. No one goes into my office to take kelim to use for food. So the Chalkas bin Yamin, you know who Chalkas bin Yamin is? You guys familiar at all with the Sefer? The Badei HaShulchan wrote like a Mishnah Berurah in Yerideh, as you're all familiar with. So his son, Rav Binyamin, Rav Feivel is the Badei HaShulchan. So his son, Rav Binyamin, wrote many other parts of Yerideh and Choshe Mishpat also. Like a Mishavura type of Sefer. So that's, so in Chalkas bin Yamin, he says that it would turn out that if you say like Yeshua's Yaakov, that there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to be tovel kli, right? But the isser of using it without tevila is only drabanan, that would mean that having nothing to do with using it, there's a mitzvah to be tovel. Which would mean that you don't have to, you shouldn't wait till you use it, because they're independent of each other. Using the kli has nothing to do with being tovel the kli. Wow, that's a chiddush, right? I don't think we normally assume like that. Anyway, a nafkamina would be whether it's daraisa drabanan. The Taz points out that from Shulchan Aruch and Sif Yudalid in Hilchos Tevilas Kelim, he paskins that ein mamin katan al Tevilas Kelim, because Tevilas Kelim is daraisa, and you can't trust the katan on a din daraisa. The Rama allows it when there's when he's tovel in front of a gadol, because then you're not relying on his ne'emanus. So as far as kavana is concerned, the child might be able to be taught to have kavana, maybe the kavana of the gadol counts, but as far as ne'emanus of the katan only has ne'emanus on din drabanan, not on din daraisa. That's the question. Does the katan have ne'emanus on din midivrei kabbalah? Mishloach manus. Right, I think there's they talk about this. No, there's marcheshes, I think, like this, right? Whether a katan, I think, receive this. Frank talks about it also. Whether you could trust the katan to bring mishloach manos and you could be mekayim the mitzvah that way. You know, some people are mocked with the Mishnah Berurah writes in the name of Binyan Tzion. It's Rosh Chodesh, we got to talk a little, right? So it's Binyan Tzion, the Mishnah Berurah quotes in Binyan Tzion that some people are mocked with to dafka do it al yidei shliach, do mishloach manos al yidei shliach. Why dafka al yidei shliach? Because mishloach manos ish l'reya. It doesn't say mesinas manos. So dafka hakpada to do it all yidei shliach. If you actually look up the Binyan Tzion, he does not say that. He actually talks about the idea that if the guy is mochel and doesn't want the mishloach manos, you're still yotzei, what the Rama writes, and he says because the mitzvah is mishloach, not nesina. Nesina would mean he accepts it. Mishloach means you did your best, you sent it. And says Binyan Tzion, because what else could it mean? Why else would it say mishloach? Well, you think something ridiculous, like you have to do it through a shliach, can't possibly be that. That's the context of that Binyan Tzion. But everyone knows how the Mishnah Berurah quotes it, where the Mishnah Berurah says, oh, Binyan Tzion says that there's a hiddur to, Mishnah Berurah tried to keep every chumra in the book, even the havamina of the Binyan Tzion, to keep. So some people like to do that, but they don't have shluchim around. So instead of sending a singing telegram or something, you know, hiring an adult to do it. I just thought of that because someone just asked me a shadow about singing telegram on Shabbos, whatever. But instead of sending an adult to do it, who are your shluchim you have around? You have your children around. So, you know, or it's a rainy day or something, you don't want to get out of the car, so the kids run into the house and they deliver your shluchim. Can you trust a katan on something like that? So that's an interesting discussion in Poskim, but not for now. So that is the second possibility. Again, going back as to where we learned the very din of tevila of a nida from, that it's learned out from tevilas kelim, where it describes it as may nida.
The Rambam holds, possibly holds it as derabanan.
Yes,
holds,
possibly.
Who holds it derech and who holds it derech?
Rabbeinu Tam holds daraisa, Ravid holds daraisa, yeah. And the Rambam, there's some debate as to what the Rambam holds. Okay, Rabbeinu Yitzchak says Tosos, again the same Tosos in Yevamos. Rabbeinu Yitzchak Piresh, Dinafka mehadid darshinu perek v'me'isha, tiyeh b'nidasa, teheh b'nidasa, achetavo b'mayim. That Rabbi Akiva understands v'hadava b'nidasa, teheh b'nidasa, to mean that she has to go to the mikveh in order to become tahora. So it's a drasha from a pasuk. However, the Chum hold that it means that she's as if she is in nidui while she's in nida, not at all a reference to the mikvah. So it's actually a machlokas tanoim, maybe assuming like the shita of Rabbi Akiva, we have a beferish source in Chumash that a woman has to go to the mikvah in order to be tahora. Those are the three deos that Tosfos quotes. Again, deo number one, if things that she touches need a mikvah, of course she needs a mikvah. That's Rabbi Yehuda Gon. Deo number two, Rabbeinu Tam, that we learn from Tevilas Kelim having to go b'mei nida. And deo number three, direct drasha from a pasuk, Rabbi Akiva Darshins in Shabbos, Dav Samach Dalid, that she's tehev b'nidasa, acha tava b'mayim. I saw Rabbi Sablowski says he wonders why you need the first two once you have the third one. I thought it was just pashtus because it's a machlokas, the third one. So we keep against the chacham, have a darsh in that pasuk. So you need the first two in case you want to say, how are the chacham going to know that there's a no one argues that a nida has to go to the mikvah, right? That should be clear. The whole machlokas is, how do we know it, right? But everyone agrees that a nida has got to go to the mikvah. So the chacham are going to have some limit also. Okay, then we have shitas haRambam. The Rambam in Yisur Bir Per Dalid Halacha Gimel says the Rambam. Vamed var mamurim shatuma tluya b'yamim b'shatavla b'mei mikva achar yamim sfurim aval nida v'zav v'yoledes shalo tavlu b'mei mikva haba al achas me'an afilu achar kamashanim chayiv kares. And this is what the Shulchan Aruch refers to in Sif Aleph over here, that it doesn't matter how long ago she bled, if she has not gone to the mikva, you're chayiv kares for being with her, even if it's been years since she bled, if she hasn't gone to the mikva. Shabiyam utvila tola hakasul shenema virachatsu b'mayim zeb binyanav lekoltame shehu b'tumaso ad sheyitpal. Essentially, what the Rambam is telling us, if other tamei people have to go to the mikvah, then it makes sense that a nida also has to go to the mikvah, and the other tamei people remain tamei until they go to the mikvah. Then meila, a nida remains tamei until she goes to the mikvah. I was thinking about this yesterday. I mentioned that I ended up not going, but I was invited to a chasana where a kala was pregnant. So, not an everyday occurrence that you get invited to such chasanas. They did an Orthodox service, you know. So I was thinking about Dam Chimud, right? And then I realized, what Dam Chimud? She's Mistama. She was in need of the whole time. And she's still, of course, I mean, the Masai Kedush was an Orthodox. I was a Bava Shagai. So I was wondering if he made her go to the mikvah, right? So I didn't ask, it wasn't my business, but I was wondering if he made her go to the mikvah. Of course he made her go to the mikvah, right? He must have, because you can't assume she went to the mikvah before she got pregnant as a single woman, right? So of course he made her go to the mikvah, because she was still a nida. So long as a woman became a nida and never went to the mikvah, then of course she's gonna go to the mikvah. Yeah.
What's the habamina that if a lot of time passed, she wouldn't have to go to the mikvah?
No, yeah, it's strange, right, it's strange. Okay, now that we have this din, that Nida has to go to the mikvah, the question is, does that tevila affect her husband also, or is it only the taharos? I mean, depending on the limud that you have, you don't have any explicit limud that it's for Isser v'hetel abayla. You have as far as tumah tahara, that which she touches becomes tameh, so therefore she has to, and requires mikvah, therefore she requires mikvah. Mehichitesi, that's true lebaila as well. So Rav Elchanan Kovitz Ha'aros in Siman Lamed Tes says, he says, V'kasha, the hot heinech l'inyan taharos, avakati lebala minalun d'shricha tevila. So I see that there's a requirement of tevila for taharos, but mehichitesi, you require tevila lebaila as well. And he says, "V'tzarach lomar di'i efshar shetei nida lechatzayim." This again goes back to our first year of the year. Rav Chanan says, "There's no such thing as a half a nida. You know, when my wife came back from the wedding yesterday, I said, how pregnant was she? She's like, you know, there's no such thing as kind of pregnant. You're either are or you aren't. So there's no such thing as half a nida. You either are or you aren't, says Rabbi Chanan. There's no such thing. Eif shashete nida lechatzayim. Letarus v'lo levayla. V'kivim de le'inyan tarus temeya, asura legam levayla. If she's temeya as far as tarus is concerned, so she's asura levayla as well. Ve'ein lahakshos meha de nida shne in savitavla. He says, I know what you're going to ask me. You're going to tell me, what about a case of a woman that was nents of a tavla? They threw her in the ocean. Rav amar tahor lebeisa va'asur lechol betruma. Rav says she's tahor lebeila, but she can't eat truma. So you do see a split. Doesn't tahor gamlin itaro shulchulin, ubeila chulin him? Says Rav Chanan, no. She's tahor for taros as well. Taros of chulin. It's just truma, maila asu betruma, that we're going to require kavana in the tevila as well. But as far as, it's not a din in truma tara versus iser levaila, right? Either of those she's going to be tara for. It's just a separate maila by truma. All right, tosas parakamad vavakama kosva lechala bein taros levaila linin safek v'sveksveka. Daf the svek sveka tami birshus hayachid tuma vadais. Even though we assume svek sveka birshus hayachid in hilchas tuma is tamei, but muteris lebaila through svek sveka el diyesh positionei pirushim. Vahad the sab birshus hayachid vadi tami b'sugid the tzara sotav tosasham. He says there are two explanations of the idea of svek tuma birshus hayachid being tamei b'tos vadai. The im nefarish dafil kami shemaya galya shelo naga mikol makom tamei. He says, if you say that the way Suffolk Tumah works, Rishus Hayachid is, let's say a woman was, let's say you had a case of Suffolk Tumah Rishus Hayachid, and then you handled the Tumah, you ate your Truma, you know, was Suffolk Tumah Rishus Hayachid, and you ate the Truma, right? And then you find out, like a month later, that it turns out that it was not Tumah. Right, but at the time you ate a suffik tumma, so klapi shemaya galia, that it wasn't tummy. Do we still say suffik tumma rishus yachid is tummy? Do you need kapara? Right? Is it still? Do we still assume suffik tumma rishus yachid? So Rav Chanan says two days that it could be b'taras vaday means that it's a brand new tumma that we declare on it. So the tumma chadash azos, maybe that's not gori misu nida, and that's where Tosus is nechalim. Then right? So then you can't split them. Says Rav Chanan, but if you hold, but it's really just something we're just the that we have to assume is tameh, then there shouldn't be separate dinim for nida and for tumentara. And if it's a brand new tumah, so that brand new tumah, that's only for tumentara, not levaila. That you could split. But if it's not a brand new tumah, it's just guessing what was. You know, we have a similar discussion. Did we mention this recently? By Demai, Rav Yosef Engel has a piece about Demai. Right? What if a person eats Demai, and then it turns out that the Amaretz really was Mafresh? Right? So is it still a violation of Demai? Rav Yosef Engel has a whole piece with Nafkaminas. Right? Is it considered to be, is Demai an Isur Chodesh that they made? Or is it, no, it's Asur Mitora Safek. It's Asur only as a Safek, but maybe if it's really Mu'usar, then it turns out that you didn't do anything wrong. Anyway, this idea of Rav Chanan, obviously, as we've seen many times, is subject to major, we just had, right? We have Rishon that distinguished between Tara Labaila and Lataris. We just had the Shitas HaRavid. The Ravid even thought that there could be a separate day of Tevila for both of them. Right, the Ravid Shita by Poletes Shechvazera. Yeah, am I remembering this correctly? We just had a couple days ago, right? The Ravid says by Poletes Shechvazera that it's Eina Olda Laminyan Shiva. It's true, Lataris. But Labaila, it's all Laminyan Shiva. Why? It means Tuesday night she's going to the mikvah for Baila, and Wednesday night she goes to the mikvah again, Lataris. So Rav Chanan is clearly working within one tzad in Rishon. Okay, but that was all just, you know, some fun stuff. But let's get back to the halach, right? So not that halach is not fun, halach is fun too. But tevila bizman mitzvah. So now that we know that a woman has to go to the mikvah, and we know that you need to go to the mikvah even labayla, that there's no reason to be mechalek between taras and labayla. So now, tevila bizman mitzvah. How do we paskin in this issue? Is tevila bizman mitzvah? Is it not a mitzvah? So it's a sugi in a number of places in Shas. in Maseches Yuma, at the beginning and of Maseches Yuma, in Nida Daf Lamed, in Shabbos Daf Kuf Aleph, where we discussed whether Tefillah Bezman HaMitzvah. So let's take the Gemara in Yuma as the beginning of the discussion. The Gemara talks about how they would sequester the Kohen Gadol for 7 days before Yom Kippur, and they would similarly prepare the Kohen who was involved in the Paraduma for 7 days before doing the Avodah the Paraduma. So our mayor holds that for both of those Kohanim, we do Hazas Mechatas. Now, typically speaking, if the person is Tamei Meis and he needs to become Tar, so when do you do Hazah? When do you do Hazah? Shlishi Yushvi, right? Day 3 and day 7, right? Shlishi Yushvi. So Meir says, here we have a guy who we're Choshesh might be Tamei Meis, but we have no idea when he became Tamei Meis. So Meir says, do Hazah every single day for the next 7 days. And that way you'll for sure have done Hazah Shlishi and Shvi. And then he'll go to the mikveh every single day, right? And that way, every single day after, I guess, if day one is really day 3, so day 5 would really be day 7. So day 5, day 6, and day 7, he'll go to the mikveh, right? And that way you'll cover your bases. Rabbi Yossi disagrees. No, be mazeh b'shlishi v'shvi bilvad, and that's good enough. What's the machlokas? Says Gemara, a mayor holds tefillah bezman mitzvah. So you've got to go through all this trouble to be mazeh over and over and over again, because you never know when the right zman is, and you want to get it on the right zman. Whereas Rabbi Yossi says, no, tefillah bezman lav mitzvah. So you don't need to go through all this trouble. Just tovul him at the end of the week. Do mazeh shlishi v'shvi, tovul him at the end of the week, and you're going to be safe. That's the machlokas in the Gemara. And again, as I mentioned, it comes up Yuma Daf Ches, it comes up later in the Maseches Yuma Daf Peches, it comes up all over the place. How do we paskin? So if you look in the Torah, right at the beginning of Siman Kuf Pei Zayin, and right in the Kuf Sadi Zayin, yesterday I sat down to prepare shir for today, and I opened up my Torah Shulchan Aruch, the Kuf Sadi Zayin, and I didn't have a Kuf Sadi Zayin. So it's like, oh, this is a farm sale going on. So I ran to the farm sale, picked up the next volume. We're in the next volume now. So in Kufta Design, he writes, V'Rabbeinu Chananel Pasak, Tevilah Bezman HaMitzvah. Hilkach Mitzvah Lipo Miyad Achar Shiyuchu Yimei Svirasa. He quotes Rabbeinu Chananel that Tevilah Bezman is a mitzvah, and therefore, as soon as she can, she must go to the mikvah. What's his raya? So the Torah quotes, after quoting Rabbeinu Chananel, it says, Yushalmi Isa, Kedivir Rabbeinu Chananel. There's Yushalmi in the second paragraph of Nida that says like Rabbeinu Chananel, the Garsinan Hasam, Al Hadikamar Isha Shiesh Leveses, Baila Mechashiv Yimei Vesta Uba Aleho, Adam Shasul Isha, Lama Bitamasa. What does Yushalmi say? Yushalmi says, well, we know that the Mishnah says that a woman who has a Vesas and the husband was away, and he comes back and he cheshbons out that since her vessel she had enough time to become Tahora, so you can automatically assume that she's Tahora. Says Yerushalmi, why? Maybe she didn't go to the mikvah on time. Maybe she figured, I'll wait till my husband comes home. And she wasn't expecting him until the next day. How do you know she went to the mikvah on time? Says Yerushalmi, oh, that's a raya. Tevilah bezmana mitzvah. So that's the raya that he brings from the Yerushalmi. The primary sugya to Bezman HaMitzvah is probably Beitza Daf Yud Ches, because that's the one that has the big nafkamina, right? What's nafkamina with the Tevilah Bezman HaMitzvah? Nafkamina is, do you keep a mikvah open on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur? Right? Would you say to be Tovelas even on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur? If you hold Tevilah Bezman HaMitzvah, yeah, you got a mitzvah to be Tovelas. But if you hold no, so there's an Isra of Tashma Shamita, right? That's one of the Chameshi Nuyim that we're in Nohig. That's, I always point out what they tell children in school is that they're Chameshi Nuyim, eating, drinking, Sicha, Nilas and Sandal, and... That's me.
This was walking outside the city.
How did that happen?
You answered your own question?
Yeah. That is amazing. Okay. I'm just into my daf for tomorrow. Okay. All done. Yeah, anyway... So, but Achil and Shti are obviously really only one Inui, but Tashma Shamita is one of the Inuyim. So that would be the Nafkamina and Tefillah Bezmana Mitzvah. So the Gemara in Beit Sedav Yuches says, Kol Chayavei Tevilos Tovrim Kedarkan Bein b'Tisha B'Av, Bein b'Yom HaKippurim. Chayvei Tevilos have to go to the mikvah on Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur. And Tosos over there writes that that was only in the time when they did Tevila B'Zman. He says, nowadays, we never do Tevila B'Zman, so therefore we close our mikvahs on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. How could he make such a startling accusation that we never do Tevila B'Zman nowadays? Well, Tosos is trying to say is, what's he saying? Yeah, once we treat everyone like a Zavah Gedolah, we're never doing Tevila B'Zmanah. I mean, most of the time, when it becomes an Eidah, Tevila B'Zmanah will be 7 days later. No one's doing that. We're counting Shiv Nikiyim for everything. So, and even Tibbasam Kachardah, so you don't have to bleed for 3 days straight, we count Shiv Nikiyim for everything. So that's what Tosos assumes. So he assumes, so that's an important Kiddush that Tosos is saying, that it's not called Tevila B'Zmanah when she's being Tovelas at the earliest possible time that she can be Tovelas. It's only if she's being tovel at the Zman da'oraisa that it will be called Tevila B'Zman. Doing a Tevila when you're following all the Dinim Rabbanan and being tovelas at the earliest possible time that she could possibly be tovelas, that's not called Tevila B'Zman. That's what Tosos says. The reason I'm making a point of saying that, and that's what we assume lahalacha, by the way, that all of our Tevilos nowadays are not Tevila B'Zman. But that's not so pashut. Beis Yosef points out over here that from the Torah it doesn't sound that way. Beis Yosef writes, where is it? Beis Yosef says that it says over here, Beis Yosef writes that the Torah implies that even with all of our chumras, to treat everything like a Zavah Gedolah, we would still say Tevila B'Zmana Mitzvah as soon as the Chachamim allow her Tevila. Right? That's what the Beis Yosef says. Yeah, no? Did anyone see that?
Does he say that explicitly?
It doesn't seem like that. Yeah, I thought he was saying it was a since the only reason they're delaying going to the mikvah is because of the takanas chachamim, it's called tevila b'zmana mikri. It's called tevila b'zmana umitzvahi. Yeah, no, am I reading that wrong?
Yeah, it's kind of like a smicha skula tzvila, but it's like a gula rifta dami.
What do you mean?
They're saying that, like, even though there's a takanas chachamim, that doesn't change the fact that it's still tzvila b'zman.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. I mean, that's how he's medayik in the Torah. That even b'zman hazeh, we would say tzvila b'zman mitzvah, right? That's what he implies from the Torah, because she's doing it as soon as she can, and that makes it tzvila b'zman mitzvah. If you look in the Dark in Moshe, in Os Aleph, the custom of Rik Sharslan Hey, the Bizmana Zet, ain't Vila Bizmana Mitzvah. Tahash the Machrina Tuba, Shalaskal is Roshim Nakim, Lacher, Vav Yamim, Ozain Yamim, Vain Kant Vila Bizmana. She doesn't even start Shim Nakim until 6 or 7 days later. And therefore it's not Vila Bizmana. Very strange choice of numbers, right? 6 or 7. When does she start? I would have used the numbers 4 to 5. 4 for Sardin, 5 for Ashkenazim. 6 or 7 is strange. 7, not super duper strange. I mean, but coming from a dark emotional perspective, it's super duper strange because he rejects the idea of 7 days. But be that as may, there are other girsos they have over here that it's not 6 or 7. But the point is that it's not on time. That's the whole point. So dark emotional question, Marik, like Tosfos, that it's no longer a tefillah b'zmanah. Beis Yosef then quotes the Sefer Truma, the Bahag, the Or Zeruah, that all agree that tefillah b'zmanah is mitzvah. So that is shita number one. So shita number one is Rabbeinu Chananel. Tevila b'zmana mitzvah is how we paskin. And then a machlokas within shita Rabbeinu Chananel, do we still have such an inyan of tevila b'zmana nowadays? Right? Can you still say tevila b'zmana nowadays? So Beis Yosef thinks that the Torah thinks yes, But Tosos and Dr. Moshe B'Shem Marik say, no, that ship has long since sailed. We don't have its Tevila B'Zmana anymore. Then the Torah quotes Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam pasak the Tevila B'Zmana lav mitzvah. And you have Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, the Tevila B'Zmana is not a mitzvah at all anyway. Meaning even B'Zman HaGemara, Tevila B'Zmana is not a mitzvah. Beis Yosef writes that the Marik holds that we don't go to the mikvah during Shiva, or in Yom Kippur, or in Tisha B'Av, and we also don't go to the mikvah when Ein Baila Be'ir, when the husband is not around, a woman doesn't go to the mikvah. Why? Because lav mitzvah, she doesn't have to go to the mikvah on time. Beis Yosef points out, though, that when the husband is in town, then she should be tovelis, for exactly the reason we said before, because Erev and Daf Samach Gimel tells us that Yeshua was punished for being mevatel the people from Puruvu for a single night. So bitul mitzvah Puruvu for a single night is a good enough reason to go on time. So I'm going to ask you a question. What if she's on birth control pills? Does she have to go on time?
What's the other mitzvah?
Oh, no. Right? So there are three things to keep into account. Tevila B'Zmana mitzvah, which we assume not that way. Right? It doesn't exist anymore. Even if it did ever exist, and it may never have existed. Right? Puruvu still applies, but doesn't apply if she's pregnant, or doesn't apply if, if she's pregnant, she's probably not going to be pregnant, but doesn't apply if she's not having a baby, if she's on birth control. And then mitzvah sona. But mitzvah sona doesn't apply if she's mochelas. Mitzvah sona is what you were meshubah to her. Right? So she has no real need to go to the mikvah. Most often the shayla comes up yantif. Yantif young couples are always by her parents, his parents. So they don't know how they're going to do it, right? That she's her lel tevila is, it's a 3-day yantif, and it's on the night going into the third day of yantif, right? It's a Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, and Sunday night's her lel tevila. So they're like, she's not going to put on makeup at all the whole, before yantif. She's not going to have makeup on at all, which we're like, for guys it's like. She wears makeup, it's like we don't even really notice these things, but for a girl it's like a big deal, for a woman it's a big deal, and she's by her parents, all her siblings are there, everyone's going to know, everyone's going to realize it's something that's very traumatic sometimes. So strictly speaking, if it's a din in Tevila B'Zmana Mitzvah, forget about it. If it's a din in Ona and she's mochel, also forget about it, and all you have left is Puruvu. But if she's on a pill, you can forget about Puruvu also. Nevertheless, why is it that Kala teachers drill into the Kala's head that you always got to be Muslim Nefesh to go on time, and it's so important to go on time? Why is that?
Kabbalah.
It's not Kabbalah. I don't think it's Kabbalah.
Bring the Gula.
Not to bring the Gula. She's on birth control pills. They tell her it's not bringing birth control pills. It was to bring the Gula. It's because Shalom Bayis is. So you don't want... Meaning, you don't want to start playing the games like where she's like, "Do you mind if I don't go to the mikvah?" He's like, "Yeah, I don't care." Why don't you care? You don't want to start getting into those mind games, which are very, very real. So we always encourage, and we always like make a bigger deal out of it than it really is, right? About that it's important to go to the mikvah no matter what. But that's the cheshbon lahalacha. That's the cheshbon you're supposed to make, right? Those three cheshbonos.
She's not chayav in
Puruvu.
Why does she have to go to the mikvah?
She's mishubadas to him for his mitzvah Puruvu. Yeah, and she has a mitzvah shenas.
Say like the
Rabbanan
in Kiddushin that she's
mitzvah
but together
reshus. Okay, something like that. Yeah, whichever way you understand her whole role in Puruvu, that would work for this as well. So again, Beis Yosef points out that when the husband is in town, she should be tovelis on time because of that gemara in Erevin. Now we identify Puruvu as the reason to go on time. The mitzvah of Le'erev al Tanech Hedecha is also a good reason to go on time, right? Meaning, and Ketza Gula is also a good reason to go on time. Meaning, if she's not on birth control pills, those are also good reasons to go on time. Mitzvahs Ona, probably not so much. But for Shalom Bayis, because if she's Mochalas, she's Mochalas. But for Shalom Bayis reasons, it makes sense to try to encourage it as much as possible, within reason. It's not always reasonable. A person has to keep that in mind. It's not like a lot of people think it's Yahrig Bal Yavar. It's not. You just keep in mind that it's again another one of those cases where it's always best to know the couple. And sometimes there's a difference between how young they are, how old they are, how nervous they get, what their relationship is with the family. There's a lot of things, a lot of factors that you have to sort of take into account in determining this halacha. Yeah.
Rabbanim recommend that they do something which will obviously show when their Leil Tefillah is for Shalom Bayis, like on this Yom Tov Shabbos.
To be able to go to the mikvah on time. Now, they shouldn't say, you're not allowed to tell people when the Tefillah is. Yeah, depending on the situation. Now, La Halacha, Shulchan Aruch writes, Kufzadi Zayin Beis. Let's get it inside here. Got a Shulchan Aruch here, might as well use it. Says Shulchan Aruch, Im Baila Be'ir, Mitzvah Litvol Bismana, Shalol Levatel Priya Ruvia. Afiu Lailachas. You don't want to be Mvatel from Puruvu, Afiu Lailachas, if the husband is in town. But clearly, if the husband is not in town, then there's no reason to be makbid to go bismana. So if her husband is not coming home for another week, and it's very inconvenient for her to go tonight, but he's not going to be home tonight or tomorrow or the day after. So let her go whenever it's convenient. Shulchan Aruch says if he's out of town, she doesn't have to go. The Mekubalim are much more forceful about that. That's where the Kabbalah comes in. That the Mekubalim are much more into that she dafka can't go if the husband is out of town. That to go to the mikvah dafka when the husband's out of town and not have a mitzvah zona when the husband, on the night she goes to the mikvah, is apparently very bad up in Kabbalah. And they give different etzes how to avoid the Kabbalistic problem. All the etzes up in Kabbalah. She goes to sleep with a knife in the bed, or, I've heard this. She goes to sleep with a baby in the bed. As Rabbi Sobolowski points out, don't do both etzes. Don't put a knife and a baby in the bed. Rabbi Sablovsky also pointed out that if you're a kind of yid who doesn't say Bruch Shemei, you probably shouldn't be makbid about this. if you're not into the Kabbalistic monogam, so then these aren't the things that you need to be makbid about. We're not so concerned with this. You know, whatever is convenient is fine. We'll allow a person to go to the mikvah, even if the husband is not in town. Whatever is convenient for her, which we're not so makbid about. They had such a taina. Rabbi Sablovsky pointed this out also. It's not in his book, I don't think, but they had such a taina in the Catskills, in the country. When you go to the country, so all of the Hasidic Jewry is in the Catskills for the summer, and they don't have they have a lot of infrastructure, but not the same as they have back in Williamsburg and Borough Park and everything, right? It's not the same infrastructure. So there are mikvahs, but not as many and not as not as many boros, so they have a problem that if the husbands are in the city all week, and a woman is going to be makvid that she's not going to go to the mikvah while her husband's not in town, and the husbands all come up the same day, right? They're all coming up Thursday afternoon, and they're taking Friday off, a long weekend, so the mikvahs are like, it's crazy. There are reports of women waiting till 4 a.m. to use the mikvah. So some of the Hasidic poskim thought maybe this is together, put a knife in the bed or something, maybe that we should say forget about this minhag al pi Kabbalah, and they said no, we can't forget about the minhag. But there was a hava mina. It's like together the takanos they made about kaparos, right? Because you can't check so many chickens and check for trefilas if you have that many thousands and thousands of chickens that are coming in that quickly, right? You ever read the literature on that, the Aruch Shulchan and others, where they talk about all the mechsholim that happened with trefilas because of kaparos? So, I mean, not to compare a woman to a chicken but sometimes you're just doing too many just because it's ridiculous. You can't have so many, it's just too much. So, I don't know. So if you're a non-Hasidish woman in the country, so it's a good idea to go on Monday, Tuesday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday.
What's your Vine Dribble?
I don't know. Gotta ask him. I don't know. I don't think I ever asked him to need the shayla. you could ask him. What? Yeah, of course people ask him these shots. He's a rav. He's the rav of a very large shul. Of course he did. I have Rabbi Willig and Rabbi Shachter and Rabbi Sablowski. Those are those are my people. So moving along. So when the husband is out of town, so you have that whole inyan al pi kabbalah, but al pi halacha, there's nothing wrong with her going whenever it's convenient for her, even though the husband is out of town. And that's what our rebbeim here in yeshiva, I don't know what Rambam holds with that, most of our rebbeim in yeshiva would tell us. On Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, our mikvahs are closed. I remember a number of years ago when they wanted to start fundraising for a new mikvah in the five towns, because for years and years and years there was only one mikvah in the five towns, and it was in the basement of a house, and someone lives on the top floor, the serving 8,000 families a mikvah in the basement of a house. So a lot of kashas on that whole matzah and that whole setup. Like every mansion in the five towns is a kasha on that whole setup. How come we never got the money together to when they first wanted to start fundraising, so we had a rabbinic meeting, and I think it was Rabbi Ginsburg who said, or maybe it was Rabbi Feitman, one of them said, we should kick off the campaign on Yud Ba'av. Why? Because the next night after Tisha B'Av is the busiest night at the mikvah, because the mikvah was closed in Tisha B'Av, and that's when people will appreciate the need the most, and that's when we should kick off the campaign. That campaign didn't work out, but thank God, you know, someone else came in and saved the day and built a beautiful mikvah more recently. Now, Tosfos Maseches Beitzot Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis writes that, you know, the Gemara says Kol Chayav Yitzvil is Tovlin Kedarkan Beim Tisha B'Av Ben Yom Kippurim. Says Tosfos Hayda Dafka Lahani She Tovlin Tvilas Mitzvah Bizmana Avol Hasha She Kol Tvilos, that all the Tvilos that we do are is Tvilas Shelo Bizmana, because we count Shiva Nekiim, so therefore we close our mikvahs on Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur. Then Tosfos writes Va'od Omer Li the bizman hazeh ein tovim lo b'yom ha-kippurim v'lo b'tishvav t'davka heim shayu oskin b'taharos ha-yitzarech lipo miyad k'day shal yitmu ha-taharos avla hashtetah t'vila in abay el v'tayru l'bayla yicholi hi lirchutz v'lachav erev yom ha-kippurim k'day shal tisrok sa'arav v'chafav esmat l'motzai yom ha-kippurim v'shem tzarek hafif v'samach l'tvila v'chem b'tishvav ta'afilu titbol yom ha-kippurim tishvav v'shil l'bayla, meaning there are only two reasons that you can go to the mikvah on tishvav yom kippur. Because it's also to bathe and it's also to have tashma shemitah. So either for tefillah b'zman mitzvah, which doesn't apply nowadays because we have all these chumras, because we treat everyone like a zav gadol, so there is no tefillah b'zman mitzvah. Or you might say, well, anyway, for the practical need to be tahora, because there's a practical need to be tahora. So Tos says, well, that doesn't apply nowadays either. Meaning it would only apply Lebaila nowadays, but Lebaila doesn't apply in Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, because there's no need to be Torah Lebaila in Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. And the need to be Tahora for Taharus doesn't apply B'chlal nowadays. So essentially what Tosfos is telling us is that we don't really have Tefillah B'zman HaMitzvah anymore. And even if we did, even if you held that with all of our Chumras, we still call that Tefillah B'zman HaMitzvah, but that's only insofar as it's practical, as it helps in terms of Tumah Taharah. It no longer helps in terms of Tumah Taharah, and on Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur doesn't help with Baila either, and therefore the mikvahs are closed on Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur. Pischei Tshuva and Sifkat Aleph adds that since the Ramah in Simtav Kuf Nundalitz, if your test paskins that when Tisha B'Av is Chal B'Shabbos, we refrain from Tashma Shemitah, Dvarim Shabbatzina are Nohek, so she can't go to the mikvah that night either, because there's no purpose in going to the mikvah that night either, because Dvar Shabbatzin are knowing according to Shittas Ramah. That is machlokas, right? Meaning, by the way, very common shaila for any of you going into Rabbanus. I get that shaila. It's happened a lot recently, right? That Tisha B'Av is nidcha.
Yeah.
So whenever it happens, it's one of those things that happens all the time. People still ask the shaila every time. So Friday night, normally there's a mitzvah sa'ona, and the Erev Shabbos, the Erev Shabbos, okay, so that might not have to be so literally the Erev Shabbos, the Erev Shabbos, but for a lot of people that's how it works out, that it's Friday night. So a lot of times people want to know, what about when Tisha B'Av is nidcha? So is there, so that, lahalacha, we are makvid about. But big maklokas, if it's the night of Tevila, should we still be makvid about it? So an interesting marmakam of Yerav Pischei Tshuva is saying that even the mitzvah sa'ona of Lel Tevila would not override the minhag of Dvarim Shabbatzina being noheg on the day that is Tisha B'Av, right? They quote this as one of the nafkaminas in the Chakira about what a Tisha B'Av nidcha really is. When Tisha B'Av is celebrated in Yud Ba'av, is it that Yud Ba'av has become the new Tisha B'Av, or is it that, no, it's a Nidcha, so it's Nidcha, it's Yud Ba'av, but it's still not Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is still really Tisha B'Av. Lots and lots of nafkaminas in that. Why would you possibly say anything other than the fact that it's a Nidcha? Why would you say that Yud Ba'av has become the new Tisha B'Av? So the base for that is what the Gemara says in Tainis, that Rabbi Yochanan says that if I were around in that generation when they were being Koveya, Tisha B'Av, I would have made on Yud Ba'av, because the Rov of the Beis HaMikdash actually burnt on Yud Ba'av. So maybe in a nod to Rabbi Yochanan, we say that when it's Nidcha, it's not just Nidcha. They were actually Koveya in Yud Ba'av, like we Paskan, like Rabbi Yochanan, in those years. So that's a gewaldical, very, very geschmacky, easy lumdus, if you have to say like an easy shear during the summertime, and you need like six nafkaminas, so that they have, that's a good topic to use. Everyone can follow, and everyone feels like a lumdus at the end, so it's good.
Just to clarify, we're saying that if Tisha B'Av is going to be chal on Shabbos, so the woman can't do tefillah on Friday night?
Right.
Okay.
And it would mean not Mosai Shabbos either,
yeah.
Right?
Do we possibly like the best picture as well?
So, yes, she is. Thank you. Now, Tevila B'Shabbos. So this is a fascinating sugya for a couple of reasons. First of all, just the idea of being Tovelis on Shabbos in the first place. As far as bathing, meaning you're not allowed to bathe on Shabbos generally. We also have to look from the perspective of Tikkun Mada. Is it that it's is it near a Tikkun Mada that it looks like you're metaphysically fixing the person, and heated mikvahs and the like. And also, what if the Friday night's not really the Lev Tevila, right? So all of these are part of the discussion. All of these issues are part of the discussion. So let's start the discussion. Tevila b'Shabbos. The Gemara in Beitz Daf Yud Ches Amar Aleph. Gemara in Beitz Daf Yud Ches Amar Aleph. The Kuli Amar Mias Kli b'Shabbos Lo. My time. Everyone agrees you can't be Tovel Kli on Shabbos. Tevila Kalim on Shabbos not allowed. So says Gemara, why? Why not? Says Gemara Amar Rabba Gzeir Hashem Yitanu B'Yodav Yavriyad Rab Rab Shush Shabbos. Wow. Rabba says this is Rabba L'Shitas all over the place. He's always worried that we're going to carry things for him on Shush Shabbos. Same reason. There's no Mikra Megillah on Shabbos, and there's no Matil Zulav on Shabbos, right? We're afraid we're going to be Mavir Dalar on Shabbos Shabbos. Rav Yosef Amar, Zerim Mishum Shechita. You're going to be Sochit if you're Tovel on Shabbos. What are you going to be Sochit? Normally, if you go to the swimming pool on Shabbos, you'll be Sochit your bathing suit, right? What are you going to be Sochit if you go to the Mikvah? It's a towel, right? We assume that the towels were not super absorbent, and there was a... It was like using dinner napkins to dry yourself off, so it'll be totally saturated. And you'll be sochet, so it's a mishum schita. Rabbi Amar, gzera, shemi yisha. Okay, and Rava Amar, mevne shenira kemisakin kli. We're afraid you're going to delay, but then Rava Amar, the problem with Tevila on. I'm sorry, this was talking about Tevila's Kalim. Right, Tevila's Kalim, sochet is the kli itself. Right, that you're going to be sochet. A kli is like a dress. They would have to be tovel, right? That we always think of tefillas kelim as like forks and knives, but you have to realize that when we're knowing tumah taharah, it's not just the din of tefillas kelim that you're kone me'akum. They were tovel garments, they were tovel clothing. Anyway, Rava Amnesha nirakim sakin kli, that it's nirakim sakin kli. Correct the Gemara ihachi adam nami. If Rav is correct, then you shouldn't be allowed to tovel a person either because it's nirakim sakin. Says more no adam nirakim mekar. By a person, it's not nirakim sakin. It looks like it was a hot day, so he went to cool off, so he took a swim. So it's not nirakim sakin. So basically, we can't be tovel kelim on Shabbos, but we allow a person to go to the mikvah on Shabbos because nirakim mekar, and it's not a concern of tikkun mana. Now, the tikkun mana of kelim is only midraban, right? Meaning by putting him in the mikvah. To actually be misakin a kli is a Malacha d'oraisa. What malacha is that? Makam patish. Tikkun mana by putting it in a mikvah is only d'rabbanan, it looks like makam patish. What about a human? Are we saying, why is it not a tikkun mana on the person when he goes to the mikvah? Because nira can make out, so it doesn't look like a tikkun mana. What about physically fixing a human? Is that a violation of makam patish? Stitching or a dermatologist that fixes a pimple or something and empties it. So this is the sugya mitzvah morsa, right? Is it bona? Is it makabipatish? Can you have makom v'patish on a person? Right, they make a Pesach that's l'hachnas l'holz. So the Aviv. So anyway, this sounds like a fascinating discussion in its own right, but you realize that if there's no makom v'patish do raisa on a person to begin with, the Gemara's whole conversation is a little strange. Because the tikkun mana, the metaphysical tikkun mana of a kli is asur gzera because of real tikkun mana. But metaphysical tikkun mana of a person should be asur mechitesi, gzera because of what? That it's going to look like real tikkun mana? Maybe real tikkun mana is only asur midrabanan on a person. So maybe it's a gzera the gzera. But the Gemara clearly seems to be assuming that there's room for such a gzera, if not for the fact of nira kameka. It's just fascinating that the Gemara makes that assumption, but the Gemara definitely is making that assumption that it's only because nira kameka that we're willing to be meka. So now, how does this translate into reality? So the Ravid Shara HaTevila Gimel Vav talks about a case where Yom Tov was Chal on Erev Shabbos. Friday was Yom Tov. So what's the problem? She can't do Chafifa on Erev Shabbos because it's Yom Tov. She can't be bathing and combing. So he says, better not to go on Shabbos because anyway it's a Tevila Shelo Bezmano. Not to go on Shabbos. Interesting. The Mordechai in Hilchos Nida, Tav Shin Nun Beis, says that since we hold like Rabbi Natan, that Tevila Bezmano is Lav Mitzvah, so she shouldn't go on Shabbos. There's no need for Tevila Bezmano. Aye, what about Nira Kameikar? So Truma Sadashin in Simon Reishon and Hay says, nah, there's no Nira Kameikar Bezmano. Why is there no Nira Kameikar Bezmano? So Truma Sadashin says, there is a minhag, widely accepted minhag in Ashkenaz, that we don't even cool off in baths of cold water on Shabbos. And there is an Isser Gzeres HaBalan, and you're not allowed to bathe in warm water on Shabbos, even if you didn't heat the water on Shabbos. If you heat the water on Shabbos, it's Bishul. All right. If you didn't heat the water on Shabbos, you heat the water in Erev Shabbos, so the Shabbos HaBalan test is Gzeres HaBalan, that we're afraid that the bathhouse attendants will tell you that they heated it before Shabbos, and really they'll heat it on Shabbos. So they made a Gzeres HaBalan, and you're not allowed to bathe in warm water. What about bathing in cold water? There's no Isser Daraisa nor an Isser Drabban to bathe in cold water on Shabbos. Right? So the Truma Sadashin says, yeah, but there's a minhag. So since that's become the minhag, so no one does it. And if no one does it, it's no longer near a kameka. Rabbi Sobolovsky points out, and in addition to that, where Ashkenazic Jews tended to live, yeah, it was not all near a kameka. When it's 20 below in Siberia, and you're chopping ice with an ice pick, right, in order to make a hole in the lake so that you can go down and hope to come back up, right? So that's that he's not saying near a kameka. You got to be out of your mind. They say that there are tshuvas in contemporary poskim about shoveling snow on Shabbos. So where are you going to find they used to shovel snow? They walked in it. So where are you going to find discussion of shoveling snow on Shabbos? So some of the earlier tshuvas that they referred to are about breaking the ice on Shabbos in order to go to the mikvah. So breaking ice on Shabbos. So that's the other reason why it's no longer near Kameka. So that's an important ha'ara of the Truma Sadashin. Truma Sadashin is still mekel though to go on Shabbos if the husband's in town and she couldn't go any earlier. He says, even though it's no longer near Kameka, but that's a chumrah to say, midina de gemara tumutin. Midina the Gemara, you're allowed to go on Shabbos. Good, the Gemara said because of Nira Kameka. But midina the Gemara, it's mutter. So for me to say a Chiddush, that you're not allowed to go on Shabbos, I'm only willing to say that Chiddush if all the stars are not aligned. But if everything's aligned, the husband's in town, and this is her Zman, she didn't push it off at all, so then she can go. So says the Truma Sadash. Beis Yosef, Dibur Masal Kachos of Agur writes, that since Tevila v'Shabbos is explicitly mutter, midina de gemara, there's no reason to distinguish between when it's done on time or done late. It doesn't make a difference. It's mutter. The Bach disagrees and says that minhag Ashkenaz is only to allow when Tevila is actually going to be on time. Well, so a lot of discussion over here. And in fact, this obviously plays out straightforward in the Ramah. Right? Ramah writes, V'dafkan by Lebi'ir, Avul B'lav HaChiyasir, V'im haya efshar l'litvol kodem l'chein, K'gon, achar leido, Shalo haya by Lebi'ir, Ubab ha'erv Shabbos, Yesh omnim shasur l'litvol. So he says two things. One, if Baila is not Be'ir, she can't go. And number two, is that some say that if she could have gone earlier, she can't go. V'chein agu b'miksas mekomos. Avlimakum she'ein minag, ein lahachmir. He says, when there's no minag, there's no reason to be machmir. Meaning, this is totally a minag, but we have to keep in mind the whole time that Medina de Gemara, this is all really, really mutim. Darkei Moshe in Oz Gimel has a lengthy discussion about tefillah on Shabbos. Chassam Sofer, I saw in this fancy Shulchan Aruch that he has a Chassam Sofer Madura Basra, caught my eye. Says a Chassam Sofer, Ayin Shuvasi Chelik Yordeya Simr Kuf Tzadivav Val Kalponim Im Eino Be'ir Bizman Azeh Shemachmiru Nahamten Zayin Nekiyim Dilukul Yalma Ein Tevilas Mitzvah Vava Bracha Levatol Yes Daitim. Well, he says not only that you should keep this minhag of not going when the husband's not in town, but if you go on Shabbos when the husband's not in town, since there's no purpose of going, it's a bracha levatala. Why? Yeah, I mean, she's becoming tahora, right? Meaning she is becoming tahora, right? It does count. He's not going to say she's going to have to go again. It's a bracha levatala. That's a little harsh, especially since we possibly do this anyway. When we go in general nowadays, we don't even ask questions. Meaning, a woman wants to go, we're happy, go. Right? You're not going to say, well, could you have gone earlier? Could you not? We don't even ask those questions. Go to the mikveh. If she's willing to go to the mikveh, she got time, she can go to the mikveh. So we do whatever we can to encourage mikveh attendance.
I think in the Pesach Teshuva they quoted some poskim who said, "But the evil will tell her to go to the mikveh again in these cases."
Oh, yeah, Pesach Teshuva quoted that? Let's tell her to go to the mikveh again. Wow. Okay. I didn't read through it.
Well, why wouldn't it be less likely to make the bracha the second time? Like we said about Yishol Hamas.
About making a bracha the second time?
Yeah.
Well, for sure not, I would think. That for sure you can't do. At least it's possible that she accomplished what she needed to accomplish.
So she can never make a bracha according to this Chazon Ish?
According to this Chazon Ish.
Sorry.
Yeah, L'chor. Wow, okay. Rav Azar in Shevet HaLevi Chelek Dalet Tzimun Kuf Zayin is makel to go Friday night even if she could have gone earlier. He writes, you know, we'll start with Rav Azar tomorrow, but just to point out, the reality of the situation is that these shailas almost never come up. You very rarely have a case where a woman could have gone earlier but said, nah, Friday night's my night. You know, that's when women loathe going on Friday night. No one likes going to the mikvah on Friday night. Messes up their whole Shabbos. They can't put on makeup. They're not, you know, there's usually other people around and other things going on. Women can't stand to go on Friday night. The only time you have that women want to go on Friday night is if they have a chasana on Thursday night. Rabbi Simon always, Rabbi Simon likes to say, her best friend is getting married on Thursday night. It's always the best friend. Everyone has says girls have too many best friends. The best friend is getting married on Thursday night. She has to go 6 hours early to take pictures, and she's a bridesmaid, and she, you know, so she can't possibly go on Thursday night. So that's the only time where she might want to go on Friday night when it's not on time. But most of the time, you don't get these shilas. A woman doesn't want to go Friday night. If she could have gone earlier, she would have gone earlier. But anyway, maybe we'll start with that Rav Azar. Take a look in Shevet HaLevi Chelek Dalet Tzimun Kuf Zayin, and then we'll talk about a heated mikveh be'ezras Hashem, and then from there we'll move on to Tevila Beyom, which is, I guess, the primary topic. Okay. Oh, not tomorrow. Wednesday. Right. Tomorrow's Tuesday. Okay. Have a great day, everybody.